Welcome back to Talk Nerdy to Me. I am Troy Stegner, bringing you the Daily Nerd Brief with all the news that is fit to know for Sunday. The end of the weekend. The weekend is over, guys. Getting ready for another work week. First, I don't have a lot today. It's a slow news day. Let's start off with some movie news. Rowan Atkinson, Johnny English, is going to complete the trilogy. There were two other Johnny English movies. He is returning as the bumbling James Bond protege, or not protege, but copy, working for MI7. The first two didn't cost much to make, and they made around $160 million, cost about $40 million to make. So, you know, they quadrupled their money, so why not keep making them? I mean, they don't cost much to make. They're funny, and they actually make them money instead of losing money. So they have some new trailers out. This is supposed to come out October 5th in the UK. Don't know why it's coming out so early over there. October 26th in the US. We will get to see the ending movie of the trilogy for Johnny English. Wrestling fans, you might be sad to hear Matt Hardy has announced his retirement from the WWE. He left the WWE. He's had over a 20-some year career with wrestling. Some of that with TNA, some with independent wrestling, a lot of it with WWE. He has posted a message saying, you know, he's going to spend some more time with his kids and his wife. But as you know, Matt Hardy has manipulated stuff before. This comes on the heels of them pushing Hell in a Cell. I don't know, because supposedly he was going to be at Hell in a Cell. Now he's saying he's going to retire. I don't know if this is just part of the play that they're doing for wrestling, or if he's actually, if the Corpus Christi show on Saturday was his last one. Keep checking back. If we see Matt Hardy anymore, we'll know. Okay, I reported on The Predator, Shane Black's The Predator. Did really well at the box office. It looks like it's a hit or miss with the fans. They either think it's garbage or they thought it was the best one since the original. I actually kind of liked it. I thought the action was good. Had a little bit of humor in it, not over the top humor. I thought it was a pretty good movie in the vein of Predator movies. Obviously, a lot of you guys thought so too, because it hit $26 million for the weekend to take top spot. And took it away from The Nun, actually. The Nun in its second week. Predator in its first week. Yeah, it took over box office this past week with $26 million. That's a lot of tickets sold. If you haven't seen it yet and you like Predator, I can recommend it. You can look back in our movie reviews archive, and you'll see where we talked to other people who came out of the theater having seen it. And overwhelmingly, they liked it too. So it deservedly got the top box office spot for this weekend. Let's talk a little bit about comics, specifically The Flash. As you know, Barry and Wally West cracked the Source Wall. They released a bunch of other forces, you know, besides the Speed Force. They had Sage Force, Steel Force, Strength Force. I believe there's supposedly seven different forces and powers that the Source Wall was holding in check. With that crack in the Source Wall, they've gotten out, and we find the Strength Force from people have learned how to use it, namely the Trickster. The Trickster has gotten the Strength Force, bulked up huge like the Hulk. Barry actually got the Strength Force also, and his scientific mind, he did a few experiments with it, and he figured out that he could, thinking about the way he could physically control the gravity around him and the size of his mass with the Strength Force in him. Toward the end, though, he kind of tricked the Trickster into helping him get rid of the Strength Force. The Strength Force, who knows where it's at now? It's still there, just it's not in the Flash, it doesn't seem. I'm thinking maybe they can use the Strength Force to revive an old character, or maybe bring in a new character. They've already introduced the Steel Force, I believe, back in Justice League when they talked about the turtle. The Steel Force introduces entropy and stuff, and it allows you to slow things down. And the turtle was trying to get that so that he could use it against the Flash. I don't think he got it. Well, maybe he did. Maybe the baby was the turtle. If you've read Justice League, Gorilla Grodd has a baby in there. Unknown origin. Everybody's thinking it's probably the turtle who actually got a hold of the Steel Force. So I am strongly in favor of seeing the Strength Force being used to create a new character in Marvel. Maybe even be one to rival the strength of the Hulk or Superman. If you can tap the Strength Force, that's one of the seven forces defining the universe, I guess. So we will see what Marvel plans on doing with these new forces they're introducing. Sage Force would be another good one they could bring in an ultra smart character with. Speaking of movie box offices, fourth highest domestic gross ever in history of movies, Avengers Infinity War finishes the box office run with the fourth highest gross ever. They earned over $257 million domestically on their opening weekend. That's just opening weekend. I just told you Predator made 26, right? Infinity War made 10 times that on their opening weekend. So that tells you how many people went and watched that movie. Overall total for domestic, $678 million. And that gave it a total of over $2 billion with a B worldwide. The only films to beat that, Star Wars Force Awakens had $936 million domestic, Avatar $760 million domestic, and Black Panther $700 million domestic. But Black Panther, if I remember correctly, is still playing in theaters. It's still under its box office run. It might gain some ground. So it looks like Marvel is just killing it. I think we reported the other day that 4 out of the top 5 movies this year are Disney/Marvel. It's going to be probably the same thing next year because you have the continuation of Infinity War on May 3rd, 2019. So look for Marvel and Disney to own the box office for much of 2019 also. Here is an interesting story, a graphic novel that was optioned for a movie. This one was independent through Lionforge. It's called Upgrade Soul. It is a really weird book. If you haven't read it, scientists find this way to filter toxins out of your body on a molecular level. They find an elderly couple that become their guinea pigs, and they filter all these toxins out. But what happens is it actually creates severely deformed yet intellectually superior duplicates of themselves. And it starts to become clear that only one version of that person can stay alive. So it explores the whole friction there of which one is going to stay alive, you know, trying to use subterfuge against each other. And it was a really good read. If you haven't read it, it comes out September 18th. It is called Upgrade Soul. Read the graphic novel, and then you'll be ready for when the movie comes out. Well, hopefully it'll come out. They've got the option for the movie adaption. That doesn't always mean they'll make it. There's a lot of stuff that's been optioned and just sits on a shelf gathering dust. I think this would be a really interesting sci-fi thriller type, mystery type movie. I'd like to see that one. Okay, last thing I have for you today. I told you it's Slow Sunday. Solo, a Star Wars story, coming out on HD digital download and Blu-ray here soon. They've announced what some of the additional things are going to be on those discs. They're going to have a whole bunch of interviews with the cast and the director. You're going to have, there's one that tells you a little bit of the backstory on Chewbacca. A lot of different things, remaking the Millennium Falcon, a lot of little extra nice things in here that I'm really looking forward to seeing. They're doing this a lot now, putting extras and bonus material on the Blu-rays to help sell them. This one, Solo did not get its due at the box office. It was a much better movie than the box office showed. If you want to watch it, it's already out on digital HD and 4K Ultra, so you can grab your digital version of it now and watch it. Or if you're one of those collectors like me who wants that physical copy in your hand, September 25th, you'll be able to have that Blu-ray that you can take home and watch. Like I said, slow Sunday, not a lot to tell you guys. That was it. Hopefully, that'll be enough to last you until Monday before you go to work. I will see you guys tomorrow. Oh, I forgot to remind you, subscribe to this YouTube channel, please. Like and comment this video. If you don't do video, you're catching us on podcast. You can go to talknerdypodcast.com and listen to it in the browser or download it directly from the browser or your favorite podcast platform. Just subscribe to us so you never miss one. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.